Hello, this is Ilana Goldstein-Sachs of Web Yeshiva with this week's Tehillim podcast. In honor of the upcoming Chag of Yom Yerushalayim, I've chosen to teach today Mizmor Kuf Kaf Bet. Shir Hamalot LeDavid, Samachti Ba'omrim Li, Beit Hashem Nelech, Omdot Hayu Ragleinu B'She'arayich Yerushalayim. The Mizmor, clearly, is about the joy of going up to Yerushalayim and standing within her gates. After that joyous opening, the Mishorer now offers a threefold description of Yerushalayim. Number one, Yerushalayim habnuya, the rebuilt or the built Yerushalayim, ki ir shechubra layachtav. The pshat of this pasuk seems to be referring to the physical beauty of the city, right? That it is a city that is tied together seamlessly. The next two psukim refer to more functional aspects of the city. Pasuk Dalin, Shisham alu shvatim shifteya edut l'Yisrael hodot l'shem Hashem. Right, Yerushalayim is the city where all of the shvatim, or all of the tribes of Am Yisrael, would go together in order to praise God. And pasuk Hey, Kisham yashvu chisot l'mishpat chisot l'Beit David. Right, Yerushalayim is also the seat of the government and the seat of the justice system. These three descriptions all seem to emphasize Yerushalayim is the great unifier of the nation, right? It is where the whole nation comes together, and particularly if one understands the Mizmor as talking about the Aliyah LeRegel during the Shalosh Regalim, right? The time when the three times a year on the Chagim, Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot, that people are supposed to come up to Yerushalayim, and this is how many commentaries do understand this Mizmor, as we'll see in a moment. Then it is not only the city where everybody, all of the nation goes, but it's where they all come together at the same time. And likewise, it is also the city of the unified kingdom of David and of the national justice system, right? These are two other critical elements of a unified nation. And this is all symbolically represented by Yerushalayim's physical quality of being chubar layachta, right? All tied up neatly and beautifully together. This idea is also expressed in the famous comment of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi in Midrash Tehillim on the words Ki ir shechubra layachtav. Right, what does he say? What does it mean? Ki ir shechubra layachtav, ir shehi osa kol Yisrael chaverim. Right, Yerushalayim is the city. In what way is it all tied up together? It is the city that makes all of Yisrael chaverim. Right, chaverim, friends. Right, being connected to the word chubra, to be tied together. This comment is a drash on the words of the pasuk, right? It's probably not the pshat of the pasuk, but it certainly reflects the pshat of the mizmor, right? Of the three aspects, the three descriptions of Yerushalayim that we just looked at. This expression of Yerushalayim as the symbol of national unity is brought out in even a more poignant manner in the rest of the mizmor. Starting with Pasuk Vav, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishlayu Ohavayich Yihi Shalom Bechelech Shalva Be'armenotayich Leman Achai V'Rayai Adabra Na Shalom Bach Leman Beit Hashem Elokeinu Avaksha Tovlach. There are different opinions in the commentaries who's exactly saying these words and to whom are they saying these words. First, let's go over what the words are saying. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. Ask, request, seek out the shalom, the peace of Yerushalayim, right? The welfare of Yerushalayim. Yishlayu ohavayich. Yishlayu is from the word shalva, tranquility, peacefulness, right? Those who love you should dwell in tranquility. Yihi shalom v'chelech, shalva be'armenotayich. There should be peace in your chel. Chel is the wall that was surrounding Yerushalayim. Many commentators specify that in addition to the normal regular wall, right, there is often another shorter wall that surrounds the regular wall, and that is the chel, right? Yi shalom bechelech, shalva, tranquility, should be be'armenotayich, in your citadels, right? So, as some point out, it's basically saying that the entire city should have peace and tranquility from its outer wall to the citadels, which are like the core, the main part of the city, right? So that the chel and the armanot represent the entire city. It kind of reminds me of the idea of the choma u'migdal, right? Back in the days of early, you know, the pre-statehood days, right? Where if they wanted to set up the essence of a yeshuv, the essence of a settlement, they would build a wall and a tower. And so that's essentially what you have here, that you have the chel and the armanot representing the entire city, and that there should be peace throughout the city. Leman achai v'rayai adabra na shalom bach, on behalf of my brothers, my friends, right, meaning the entire nation, I speak of peace to you, for you. Leman beit Hashem Elokeinu avaksha tov lach, right? And again, I ask of good for good for you, Yerushalayim, b'schut, right, because of Beit Hashem, the Beit HaMikdash, which is in your midst. Now, as I mentioned a moment ago, there are different opinions in the various commentaries as to who exactly is saying these words to whom. Some see it as a conversation of sorts between those who come up to Yerushalayim and the people of Yerushalayim themselves. Others see it as all of it being the words of the Ole LeRegel, right, the people who are coming up to Yerushalayim for the holiday. But the idea is essentially the same. Seek the peace of Yerushalayim, Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim, right? According to some, this is said by the leader of the Ole LeRegel, is the person who is leading up the group to Yerushalayim, encouraging the people to pray for the city to which they are going. And the rest of the words after Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim is the response of the people. Right? This is often seen in Mizmarei Tehillim, where there's kind of like an encouragement to say something, and then we hear the response. We've seen this in other Mizmarim that we've looked at. And so the rest of the psukim is what they say. It's their response, their prayer, their way of being Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim. Yishlayu ohavayich, that those who love you, Yerushalayim, right, turning now to Yerushalayim, should have tranquility, that there should be peace in the walls in Yerushalayim and in her citadels. And the last two psukim emphasize that those praying for Yerushalayim do so on behalf of the entire nation, right, that the whole nation is wrapped up in the fate of this city, and that they are saying this prayer b'schut, in the merit of the Beit HaMikdash, which stands within Yerushalayim. The Dat Mikra commentary has another beautiful way of looking at this mizmor, right? That it's not only the words of those who are coming up Yerushalayim, but that it's sort of a give and take between the people who are in Yerushalayim and the people who are coming up to Yerushalayim. The commentary says that the words Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim is being said to the visitors as they're about to head back home, right? They have come to Yerushalayim, right? They have rejoiced in coming up to Yerushalayim and standing within her walls, right? They speak of Yerushalayim. And now we hear the conversation between those who are staying in Yerushalayim and those who are going back home. And those who are staying in Yerushalayim, the people of Yerushalayim who live there, say to those who are leaving, Sha'alu Shlom Yerushalayim, wherever you go, whatever city you are returning to, right, don't forget, right, Lish'ol Lishlom Yerushalayim, right, that you should always be praying for the peace of Yerushalayim. And then those same people, the people of Yerushalayim, according to the Dat Mikra commentary, turn, as it were, to Yerushalayim, the city, herself, and say, Yishlayu Ohavayich, just like they, the people who came to visit you, should always pray for you. They should always be living in tranquility. Those who love you should always find peace and tranquility. Right, so, and that is essentially the blessing of the people of Yerushalayim to those who are returning home. And then the Olim respond with their blessing. Right? They now turn to the people of Yerushalayim and they say, Yihi shalom bechelech shalva ba'armanotayich, that in the city of Yerushalayim there should always be peace and tranquility. Right, so the beautiful image of this exchange of blessings is all in the context of the love for Yerushalayim is another expression of these same ideas that we saw in the first half of the Mizmor, right? That Yerushalayim is the unifier of Am Yisrael. This Mizmor is an example of which we've seen in other mizmorim as well, of mizmorim which seem to have a timeless appeal. And this is reflected in various commentaries which put this mizmor in a number of different historical contexts. Rashi, for example, echoing, as he often does, a midrash, reminds us that the mizmor's title includes the words LeDavid. Right? Somehow or another, this mizmor has to be connected to David, HaMelech. Now, there are other ways that one could connect the mizmor to David, but Rashi chooses to go in the way of the midrash, or of a midrash, and sees the speaker, the mishorer of the mizmor, as David HaMelech himself, looking into the future when the Beit HaMikdash will be built. So in other words, he's not describing something of his day, rather this is something in the future. Now, David HaMelech, don't forget, was the king who wished himself to build the Beit HaMikdash, but he was denied this right. And this is a major theme with David. Rashi says, "Samachti ba'omrim li, shamati b'nei Adam she'omrim, matay yamut oto zaken v'yimloch Shlomo David, Shlomo b'no v'yivne Beit HaMikdash v'na'ale l'regel." Right? David is saying here, according to Rashi, right, that Shamati, I have heard people saying, no, when is that old king going to die already so that Shlomo, his son, can reign after him and build the Beit HaMikdash? Nevertheless, Rashi continues, David says, Ve'ani Sameach, right, I'm happy when I hear people say this, even though they're talking about his demise, basically, because it shows, their love and excitement and their wish to, for Yerushalayim and for the Beit HaMikdash, and their wish to be able to go there. So that even though the building of the Beit HaMikdash required David to first die and pass the kingdom to Shlomo, David is nevertheless happy, because the people are speaking of their desire to go to Beit Hashem. Omdot hayu raglenu b'sharech Yerushalayim, according to Rashi's interpretation, refers to David's battles to win Yerushalayim. Right? After all, David did conquer the city, even though he didn't build the Beit HaMikdash, and he made the city his capital. And then, in the continuation of the Mizmor, the reference in the past tense of all of the tribes coming together to Yerushalayim is, according to Rashi, not Yerushalayim, of all the tribes coming together, is, according to Rashi, not a reference to Yerushalayim, but to Shiloh, right? The place of the Mishkan, which Rashi emphasizes, right, and this is seen in other sources, obviously, as well, is a precursor of what he hopes will be one day, in the future, what happens in Yerushalayim herself. Right, to see more details on how Rashi does this, take a look at Rashi. Right, so, but in other words, Rashi's way of understanding this mizmor is like a wish for the future, David's hope for the future of what will be in Yerushalayim. Other commentaries, such as the Radak and the Mitzudat David, see the mishorer of this mizmor as sitting in Galut, remembering the good old days when people were rejoiced during their ascent to Yerushalayim and standing within Yerushalayim's walls. According to these commentaries, right, as we saw also in Rashi, the Mizmor is a prayer for the future, but in a different part of Jewish history, right, not prior to the first Beit HaMikdash being built, but prior to the second Beit HaMikdash being built, or perhaps one could say even the third. A future in which all of the exiles will return and once again be united in Yerushalayim. Other commentaries still, such as the Dat Mikra, among others, Dat Mikra isn't the only one, see the Mizmor not as one said in wistfulness and prayer that wouldn't it be wonderful if we could do this, but rather in the complete joy of the moment that seems to be expressed in the Mizmor, of those who were actually on their way to Yerushalayim. Some, as in the Dat Mikra commentary, those who live in Eretz Yisrael during the time of the Mikdash and are going to Yerushalayim. And then there are other commentaries which express a slightly different idea, that it's talking about the Shavei Tzion, those who were in Galut but were now actually coming back to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. The Dat Mikra commentary, to be a little bit more specific, sees the Mizmor not as speaking about people who are on their way to Yerushalayim, but rather those who were just in Yerushalayim for Aliyah LaRegel and are now recounting that experience as they take their leave, right? And that goes into the conversation that we talked about between those who live in Yerushalayim and those who are about to go back home. This understanding of the Mizmor is the one which is reflected in the Talmud Yerushalmi, which where some of the psukim from this Mizmor were, according to the Talmud Yerushalmi, were used as part of the procession ceremony of those who were going up to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim. Right? In the Talmud Yerushalmi, Masechet Bikurim, Perek Gimel, right, there's a description of what would happen when the people were going up to Yerushalayim to bring the Bikurim. It says, Baderech hayu omrim, Baderech hayu omrim, Samachti ba'omrim li beit Hashem nelech, right? As they were going up, they would say, "Samachti ve'omim li'Beit Hashem lech." I'm rejoicing in going up to Beit Hashem. And when they were in Yerushalayim, "Be Yerushalayim hayu omrim, omdot hayu raglenu b'sharech Yerushalayim." Right? They would say the pasuk. Once they got to Yerushalayim, they would say the pasuk, "Omdot hayu raglenu b'sharech Yerushalayim." And then the description continues what they would say when they get to Har HaBayit, what they would say when they get to the Azara, right, to the Beit HaMikdash itself, right, quoting psukim from different Mizmorim. Now, I don't think that this Gemara is saying that this is the original context of this Mizmor, right, that this is the reason, this is the original purpose for which the Mizmor was written, but certainly shows that, you know, whoever was at the side of these are the psukim that should be said when you're going up to bring the Bikurim, understood the context of what this Mizmor is talking about, right, of people who were doing Aliyah L'Regel to Yerushalayim. Interestingly, the Mishnah upon which this Gemara is brought says, right, this is the Mishnah, Masechet Bikurim, again, Perek Gimel Pasuk, Mishnah Bet, Kitzan Ma'alin Et HaBikurim, right, how would they bring up the Bikurim? So it describes how all the different cities would come together and they would all assemble together in the square together. And it talks about how the people who came from close would bring fresh fruit, right, for the Bikurim, and those who lived further away would bring dried fruit, right, so they wouldn't get spoiled along the way. V'hashor holech lifnehem, v'karnav mitzupot zahav, v'ateret shazayit b'rosho, hechalil makeh lifnehem, right, describing the procession with the instruments and the animals, right, this, for those who are familiar with the Israeli children's song, right, Saleinu al tefeinu rashenu atarim, right, it all comes from these sources. Ad shemigi'im karov liyushalayim, until they would get close to Yerushalayim. Higiu karov liyushalayim, this is what they would do when they would get close to Yerushalayim. And it says how they would decorate the Bikurim. V'hagizbarim yotzim likratam, lifi chavod hanichnasim, hayu yotzim, v'chol ba'alei omaniyot b'Yerushalayim omdim lifnehem. All these important people from the city of Yerushalayim would come to greet the people who were coming to bring the Bikurim. V'sho'alim b'shlomam, they would ask about their welfare, and they would say, "Achenu anshe hamakom ploni," right? Our brothers, the people of whatever place they came from, "Batem leshalom," right? You have come in peace, right? So there was the way that they would greet the people who came from each city to bring the Bikurim. Right? First of all, this is just an interesting Mishnah to try and understand how the bringing of the Bikurim worked, right? It wasn't like the Aliyah L'Regel that on a certain day everybody from the country was coming. Each city came when they were ready to bring their Bikurim. There's a very interesting article on Parshat Ki Tavo, written by Elchanan Samet. You can Google it and find it, where he explains, right, how this worked exactly, right, that each area would decide when their Bikurim was ready and they would bring it up. But what's nice about this description is that it really reflects a similar thing that we see in our Mizmor, right? The give and take, the asking of the peace of the people who are coming, and the real unity is felt among those who are in the city of Yerushalayim and those who are coming to the city of Yerushalayim, so that one can understand why this Mizmor is so connected to the bringing of the Bikurim, to this particular Aliyah, L'Regel, even though it's not really a Regel, right, it wasn't one of the three holidays, the bringing up the Bikurim to Yerushalayim. And so one understands even better the appropriateness of this Mizmor for that for that event. So we see that this mizmor has been understood as speaking about different eras throughout Jewish history. But essentially, all these commentaries express the same central idea about the mizmor, that Yerushalayim is that which unifies, or will one day unify again, those who come into her midst. At this moment in this year, I cannot help but mention one more piece of Jewish history. My personal strongest associations with this mizmor are connected to the various songs which were made from its psukim, and my memories of singing them on Yom Yerushalayim, right, both in my childhood in Galut and also afterwards living here in Israel. Particularly, right, thinking about the themes that we've discussed in connection with this mizmor, there is something very meaningful of the juxtaposition of Yom Yerushalayim and Shavuot, which comes just a week later. First of all, the connection of Yerushalayim and the Regalim, right, particularly Shavuot, as the opening of the Bikurim season, is nothing new, right? It's something which history put together with the fact that Yerushalayim was liberated just before the holiday of Shavuot. But we see that connection between Shavuot specifically and the Regalim in general is nothing new. And so this thing that happened more recently in history just seems to be another chapter in the history of the connection between these things and the connection to the mizmor. I'm sure that many of you who have been here in Israel during this time of year have experienced walking to the old city of Yerushalayim on Yom Yerushalayim, and then again 1 week later on Shavuot after learning all night. And the connectedness of these two events is even more meaningful if one recalls that in 1967, Yerushalayim was liberated on that first Yom Yerushalayim, and then a week later on Shavuot, the people of Yerushalayim, and further if they chose to walk, I guess, had their first opportunity on Shavuot to walk into the old city. And undoubtedly, right, these people were thinking, if not singing, Samachti ba'omim li beit Hashem nelech, right, even if they were actually going to the Kotel, not actually to Beit Hashem. And Omdot hayu raglenu b'sharach Yerushalayim. Right? This was something which they could not do for many, many years. And something which they could not do in a Yerushalayim which was under Jewish rule for a lot longer than that. And so the meanderings of our mizmor throughout Jewish history, one could certainly add our chapter of Jewish history to that list. So on that note, with the hope that Yerushalayim will one day be the city which truly ties together all of Am Yisrael, I wish you Shabbat Shalom Uvarach and Yom Yerushalayim Sameach.